CliffCentral.com.
I love this. This is Stevie Wonder. A genius. I know people who can see and who can do every their physical specimens and they bitch about their lives. This guy can't see a fucking thing, and he's written better songs and he's done more in the world and he's contributed to human culture like few. You know, if you wake up this morning and you're healthy, we were talking about Barbara Walters earlier. If you wake up this morning and you're healthy and you have all your senses, just please, just for a minute, be grateful. Like, life is so fantastically miraculous. You know what the chances are of every person in your family tree having mated at exactly the right time to make you? You know how miraculous that is? And people want to complain about the rand. And they want to complain about politics. The fact that you're even here and you're alive is just miraculous. And here's Stevie Wonder making songs like that for us. What a lucky bunch of suckers we are. We really are.
So lucky.
I know. Isn't it great? Good morning. CliffCentral.com. It's just after 7 o'clock. We've got a bumper show for you this morning. We've got a lot going on. Gord is here. Pinky's here. Sia's here. And, of course, you're here with me. So that's very good news. I don't want to talk politics this morning. I did see a funny clip of Justin Trudeau, which I may or may not play depending on how much time we have, where he's talking about imports and exports. It's clear from this clip this guy has no idea of how the economy works. And this is probably true for a lot of economists. I mean, for a lot of politicians. And economists, frankly, because they didn't predict that 2008 crash.
Oh, jeez. Well, except for the guy that Christian Bale played in that movie, The Big Short.
Yeah.
Those dudes completely predicted it, tried really hard to tell everybody.
The dude,
then Christian, when no one would listen, placed a few small bets on what they knew what was going to happen, and then had to face minor collusion charges afterwards.
That's right.
It's like you go to every place where you could possibly blow a whistle. You tell the financial people, the news people, the political people. You say, guys, this is absolutely going to crash in the next 12 months. Then when everyone tells you, so what, shut up, you put a bit of stock into the crash, benefit from it, and are villain.
Shut up a second. I want want people to hear that we've got these new blinds in the studio from Taylor Blinds. You know, so there's a random plug for their blinds. But watch this, Gord. It goes up and down at the touch of a button. Listen.
OMG. You hear that? I hardly hear anything, Gareth.
No, I've turned on the microphone so you can.
Purely just because that's so quiet and seamless.
It's so amazing. And it blocks out all the light.
You've turned your blind into an awesome garage door.
Isn't that great?
For tiny cars.
Tiny cars.
What cars would fit through the window?
Morning, guys.
Scale 1 to 4 cars.
Here's a chance for us to help somebody. Luvoyo, who has messaged us this morning. Luvoyo says, morning. How do I leave a family group? I really don't like them, and I've muted all notifications for a year.
Exit group. Do.
Enter.
Quiet time. No more group. Go fuck yourself, family. All you got to do is just write a thing saying, you just got to make up some half excuse that's plausibly true. You write a thing like, hey guys, sorry, using this phone for work, too many messages, love you, bye. And then just state your excuse and leave. Don't debate it first. Hey guys, sorry, got to leave the group. Too many messages. This account I use for work. Thanks, bye. And then just leave.
You know, I really think we could have a song in this. I mean,
exit group. Don't include everyone.
That's right.
Leave the group, go to bed, sit the shit out my head, no more thinking of you. Shut the fuck up, Karen. No one cares about your gate. Fuck your gate.
No, man, we're an exit group. That's a disaster. But if we did sit down, we could write a great song.
Yeah, we could.
You reckon so?
We could ruin a few great songs, definitely.
We got a dude popping in just now. He's a singer, and he said he'd come and perform live for us this morning. So we'll do that. Do you want to know what the different emojis?
Yes, I wanted to remind you.
So the different heart emojis.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen this.
All the colors of the...
Is it all the colors, or is it most?
No, there's like orange, pink, blue, green. There's enough colors. There's like most of the major ones. You get a black one for sure.
Yes, you do get a black one. Black heart. Okay, so... You get a red one, an orange one, yellow one, green one, blue one, purple, black. You get a broken one, You get that pink.
You also get somewhere else where all the hearts are in one place, and then in a completely different place, there's a bright red one. That's like, yeah, it's like more sort of maroon red than the big red one. That
there's one with a bow on it. I mean, look at that shit.
Yeah.
Red, it's incredible.
There's all, like I said, there's also a bright red one that you don't get in that menu.
All right, we're going to try and figure out what they all mean. So,
is it something that's been decreed already?
No, but yeah. I did some research on this yesterday because I got a funny heart from someone and I thought,
what does it even mean?
So, okay, the red one is your classical...
romantic love.
Right, that's true love. Can be used to convey passion and romance. The black heart is used in the opposite context to the red heart. The black icon can represent morbidity or sorrow. So you send that to someone who... It's either dark humor, apparently, or it's trying to express, like, sympathy.
Yeah. Or, like, if you've sent someone a disturbing thing about dogs being eaten in some festival, they might respond with that.
With a black heart.
Oh, I've been made sad by this.
Dogs being eaten in a festival. That's an interesting thing.
Why did we have
My worst thing on social media is where people think they have the right to put gory and upsetting things in your timeline, and you have to see it before you can decide whether you wanted to see it or not.
It comes a rant. Like, everybody braces.
Somebody else stop this. Someone immediately jump into action. I have found this very disturbing news about dogs being eaten, and I'm totally against it. Here are photographs. Then see them and do something. Damn it. Like, no, I don't want to see those. I don't want to have to see them to click the thing that says I don't want to see this.
All right, do you want to know what else?
Glint in Gord's eye when he gets into the room.
Would you take a photo of a freshly murdered dog and walk up to a stranger at the robots, in the traffic and hold it up and say, look at this! Do something and look at this!
Would you have Instagrammed that buck you killed?
No.
I always say with social media, if you are happy to go... Either write what you wrote on a sign and hold it up and show it to your mom, or stand in a very public place with it. Then you go ahead and post that online.
That's your general rule.
Yeah, if you're willing to shout that to a room of 100 strangers, or you're willing to say that to your mother, then post it.
Okay, let's look at the hearts. So we know what the black one is. We know what the red one is. Do you know what the yellow one is?
No idea.
That's just friendship.
I can't even hazard a guess about the yellow one.
It's for happiness and friendship.
Okay.
On Snapchat, that heart means it appears beside the name of the person you snap the most. Ooh, I didn't know that.
Mm.
Green heart, jealous heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so these are the classical...
Oh, green with envy, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it also has connotations of organic or healthy living. Listen, you send me an organic or healthy living heart.
You're going to get told to organically and healthily go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. And
gluten-free, organic, fuck you.
A purple heart is apparently for compassion.
Bravery.
Well,
extraordinary bravery in the light of personal danger.
That is the highest award they give in America, the purple heart. But it is supposedly for compassion. When social media users share snaps of their makeup or outfits, they'll often tag it with a purple heart. God alone knows why.
For compassion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at my makeup and outfit. Hashtag compassion.
I'm just reading what I've researched here. Okay. The blue heart is for autism awareness.
That's what the blue heart's function is.
Okay. Everybody knows that.
Blue, but I mean, now they're just appropriating the ribbon color meanings and applying them to the heart.
Yeah.
What if you want to just rainbow love someone? Wait. That could open up a whole lot.
Now, there are a couple of pink ones. There's the pink heart with the sparkles.
Mm-hmm.
That one is apparently just if you want attention.
Okay.
So, in other words, everyone on social media should be using that one a lot more. They don't know what it's
that's
for.
That's all you need to post, really.
Then they've got the sparkle. The heart with the other hearts inside it, that's like having butterflies.
It looks like I think it's more of a vibrating heart than heart with hearts
like
inside it.
Like a beating heart?
That's what that stuff on the outside is. It's like the pulsingness.
All right, okay, I got you.
Pulsation.
All right.
Pulsing, heart of pulsing.
I do not know what the orange heart is. I could not find any intel on that. Do you have any idea, Pinky? Do you know what that is?
That's just the child of the red heart and the yellow heart.
Do you use these? I mean, does anyone use these things according to the proper
meanings? No. I mean, you use them according to their vibe. Like, you just use the one that best matches your vibe at the time. For someone to come in and say, now this means I'm seeking attention. Now this means the color of non-erotic friendship. It's like, just piss off. I'll just use the one.
And I don't get it when we live in a day and age where there are GIFs. Oh,
it's only you respond to everything with a GIF.
I'm a GIFaholic.
Like, basically, the only thing I know is that the black one is for when you like, dude, I'm sorry to hear that, or sending compassion. Right. And the red one is like associated with romantic love. And so be careful with using that one. You can give someone the wrong idea. But I mean, I still use the red one in conjunction with metal horns and thumbs up. Like, cool, love you. To like tell someone at work. Yeah, you know, the horns of metal, this thing.
Yeah, it's that sign.
Yeah, the sign. That's meant to, it's an old Catholic thing to ward off the devil.
Of course, a lot of people think it means
that. It means the devil, No. Anyway, but I mean, it does to me. If it upsets you that it means the devil, then it means the devil, totally. Anyway, I even still use the red one sometimes in different contexts. I just think this is a silly thing to be concerned about. And a silly thing to be like, he sent a yellow one and a green one. And yesterday it was a orange one and a green one. I don't know what it's supposed to mean. I think he's going off me. I need to send some underwear pics. And you're like, no, just literally randomly just use those ones. Point is, don't read too much into it, I don't think.
All right. That's all I got intel-wise on the hearts, so don't expect a whole lot more. Okay,
well, I'd be interested to know, though, like, what are some massive faux pas? Like, somebody, there's a famous one where somebody was like, used LOL to convey sympathy. Like, someone was like, oh, I can't come to work today, my aunt died.
Lots of love.
And someone said LOL, like, okay, so lots
they,
of love.
They
like,
thought it was
where
lots
have
of
you
love.
Famously buggered up a thing only to find out much later that it's considered?
Well, we all know that there's certain emojis, like, isn't the peach meant to be an
the
ass?
Peach is the ass. Right. The eggplant's the diak.
Diak.
And the little three drops of water next to the diak are the diak reaching its climax.
Oh, right. Is that what that is?
I don't know how you show the peach that's reaching
titties.
Its climax.
What it, does anyone know what titties
I
know, are?
I might have this conversation.
I think that there's
a
jug.
That.
I think that there's a jug and you can have two jugs, but I don't know. I don't know for sure how you do titties.
Let me just see. There's got to be something.
Also, how do you do bowels? Because you've got the duyak, but not the bowels.
Well, whoever.
Probably acorns. You could use acorns because I know there's acorns in there somewhere.
No, Gordon, now you're just wasting time. Right, well, you need to get, you know, straight to it.
So there's cherries. There's the cherries. That's
those look a bit like balls. Yeah, there's two of them.
But that's popping your cherry. That's a whole other conversation.
We should try to construct entire naked people out of
emojis. Get your phone out. See what the most used emoji is for you.
Mine.
I love doing this. This is fun. Sia, what's yours? Pinky, what's yours? Come on. Everybody check. Everybody in the whole world, get out your phone and check what your most used emoji
is. My first one is the red heart. Then it's the ethnically matched metal horns. Then it's the generic yellow metal horns.
Wait, what shade of white?
The first one is the correct matching shade of white, and the second one is generic Simpsons yellow.
Yes.
So I don't know why I have both, but...
No, what he's asking is, are you a darker kind of white or are you a whiter
kind of white? I'm like one shade off translucent.
Okay. So you use
my opacity is at 90. It's a heart, then two metal horns, then about seven different face emojis, then another heart, then fire.
Okay, I'll go through mine.
I've got a hippo.
I've got the laughter one with the crying at the same time. Tears, you're laughing so much.
Do you use a diagonal crying laugh emoji or a straight one? See, you got the diagonal one, looks like that. Jesus.
Yeah, there actually is a difference between the two.
There's the face that's at an angle.
Yeah,
crying,
the diagonal one is even funnier than the straight.
Diagonal to me says you're like rolling.
Diagonal.
Just use that more.
I'll send it to you now.
Well, now I've got, because I pressed the cherries, that's there.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
But I've got the one with the eyes wide open, like you what? Like you're shocked?
Yes.
That one. I've got an aeroplane. I've got a bag of money.
You know, everybody has these.
I've got a tiger.
Ooh, I've got a hippo.
Who did you use a tiger with?
Geez, that's a good question.
That is so random.
Yeah. What are yours, Sia? Come on.
I have two laughing,
uh-huh,
one winking face.
Yeah.
All is gotta
add
that one in. I have the American flag because I was using that a lot last week. And then I have a lot of hands. So the thumbs up, the okay sign, clapping hands, hands up, one hand, crossing fingers, that's it.
Pinky, what you got?
Oh, and then I have the side eye. I side eye people a lot.
Mine aren't a true reflection of what I use. There's this bold face that I created a while back when I upgraded my WhatsApp. But I've never used those.
Oh, like the memoji?
You see that?
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've just... Yeah.
You should use that. I've
also, but like you said, now it's not a true reflection. I've used some of these once ever. Like, I don't know when I last used the ghost emoji, and it's in my recent emojis.
What else you got?
It's just like six of those faces.
Nothing rude, huh?
No.
That's what she
says now. How is the ghost with, you know, like the ghost with a sheet over its head type of ghost? How is that and three different kinds of bicep in my recent emojis, but not a single eggplant, spurty water, or peach?
Or do you ask yourself
this
that?
This thing is filtering itself.
Not us. You need to answer that.
These are not the true facts of the matter.
Okay. Very good.
By the way, I'm glad you don't use
What do we need an emoji weird. For? We need an emoji for like, cuck busy right now. We'll get back to you. If I don't, please remind me. I totally am not being dismissive of you, but this is not important right now.
Yes.
Emoji.
Agreed.
That's good.
Absolutely. We need one of those. You need a...
Like, no offense, but like, please get back to me on this later when I can think about it, because right now it doesn't matter. I want that emoji.
It's quite a complicated emoji.
I know.
It'll have to be a symbol.
It's two or three emojis, and then people get confused about what you mean.
There isn't even a GIF for that.
Yeah, I know.
This came up yesterday, and I do want to go back to it because someone sent me a voice note on this. And this person is very passionate about it, Eddie. So, Eddie, let me play your voice note, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Eddie's uptight about that situation where Darren Mann, who's apparently a DJ on some other radio station somewhere, he got fired because he said something about how dairies treat animals badly, and you know the station had no balls, so they fired him. But listen.
Morning, Gareth and the team. Ish, man, data must really fall, man, because I'm tired of driving in my car in the morning and having to listen to abysmal adult contemporary radio station. And they always love to talk like this, you know, like the radio voice. And that was the sound of Lionel Richie. And we've also got music on the way from Huey Lewis and the news.
Like, that was the sound of Lionel
like
Richie.
Like that on a daily basis. But when they get off the radio, they talk like in their normal voice. It's like this fucking 90s radio voice that people are still in 2019. Are putting on. Like, when are they going to move on and stop?
All right, calm down. You know what, Eddie? Yeah. You're very aggressive this morning.
He's very passionate.
Sure. So he says.
I agree with him, though, and he does a pretty good broadcasting voice. Remember, there's pre-60s broadcasters, and then there's post-60s. Welcome to the news today on 5FM. Yeah. We've got the same 18 songs you heard yesterday and one
just
new
one.
Just
in a different order.
Yeah, just in a different order. Yeah. But I also, like, I have this one friend. She's lovely in real life. I won't say who she is or where she does.
You
where
are
she,
shading a lot of people this morning.
It's not about the individual. She's a wonderful person, but she does a radio broadcasty thing. Uh-huh. And like, as soon as she comes on air, her voice is totally different. It's me on the show. Get live with the live show live. Here with me, McMeanstein, with you to the end of the time.
How do you describe her voice? Is it very
breathy?
This
is the way we have to talk. And I'm just like, and then she comes off air and she's like, okay, what did you think of the show? I thought it was great.
You see, I think if, you know, we don't really have a tabloid culture much in South Africa. If we really did, and I was paid enough money, I would write a book about these things. Like, this is how
someone
your
raised,
favorite people
raised
are.
Raised an issue. I actually had an argument with some people about this the other day.
Mm.
How did you pronounce GIF?
GIF.
A GIF?
Yeah, I'll say GIF.
Yeah.
Some people
not
say GIF.
No. So apparently the guy who invented it says you've got to say GIF. But I don't know him.
Yeah.
Screw him.
It stands for graphics interchange format.
Right. So if it's what graphics with a GIF.
Yeah, exactly.
GIF.
It's an acronym, and it really could be one or the other. This, like, there's no grammatical reason why it should be one or the other. The same way giraffe could just as easily have been a giraffe if that's how people said it.
No, let's not go with that.
No, I'm just saying, like, it is a thing that's kind of open to debate. Because there's no hard and fast rule that automatically automatically pushes it into being one or the other. And so the way that the majority of people use it will become the accepted correct usage. So basically what I'm saying is it's a matter of preference, but if 95% of people are saying GIF and you say GIF, they are kind of justified in looking at you like you're a bit untoward.
Oh, well, that still doesn't stop my dad with
It's always been a gift to me.
How does your dad say?
Oh, no, my dad has his weird pronunciations, like tissue.
Oh, he says tissue.
Tissue. And you have an issue.
It's a tissue.
Fuck that one episode of South Park where the economy turns on the people and they have to, like, worship it to placate it. And the one place is this pretentious shop where he tries to take the margarita machine back. And they're like, welcome to the tabla. We'll give you a refund if we are habla. And like anything that ends in L-E is le. So like it was really like that's regrettable. But and like just this mega pretentious way of saying something wrong. I've also noticed like in certain dialects in both America but also mostly England, people say us.
Yeah, Ben but, does that too.
Yeah.
Wait, I,
don't
example.
Mess with us.
Yeah, Ben will say.
Are you coming with us this weekend?
Yeah, it's
your problem surely can't be with us. And I'm like, I've noticed it more and more. And there's a thing that's
I am
one day, and I'm not kidding. I've been taking notes and whatever. I hope I don't want to like vow this.
Please write a book about
this. I am actually working on an actual book. I've got an email thread to myself with ideas for the book of like meaningless, pretentious business and or marketing jargon to make you appear smart to other dumb people. Like bullshit you say when you've got nothing to say. Yeah. And it's all marketing textbook buzzwords. Like we've got to ideate this. We need to brainstorm this with some ideation. Find the golden thread. Leverage our ROI across multiple platforms with a single unifying brand story. And then let's talk about Simon Sinek's why. People buy the why of a brand, not the what. Simon Sinek stole that from Viktor Frankl, but we all just worship him like a god for having a very obvious point in a TED Talk 8 years ago. Anyway, that bullshit, a thing that people bullshit now.
You need to go and take your dump.
The thing that people bullshit with is this double is. So the thing we need to talk about is that Gareth's a bit of a deuce. So like, and then it's like the problem with the business currently is that we've got to really address employment equity. So what I'm trying to say to you is that everyone must go to the shops now.
What I'm trying to, when people put in all these unnecessary words.
And it went from me noticing that like the senior people in businesses were picking up on it as a senior people thing to say because it's hip to sound senior by addressing your team and going, guys, the real challenge that faces us today is that we've got to really up our game. And then it filters down into middle non-management and then it filters down into morons who draw salaries just to slow everyone else down and just before you know it, everyone is saying it.
Gord, I agree with you. It's really annoying. And there's nothing good to say about this corporate speak. Please write the book.
I will.
If you can in some way tame this ridiculous nonsense that we have to live with.
How to sound less dumb.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, here's an interesting message. This comes from Roxanne. She says, my dad pronounces gif like Afrikaans for poison.
Gif.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's new.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, gif is not so bad. But also we say we'll be back in a jiffy, and that's spelled with a J.
All right. I just want to say that we decided we'd bring Jane in here so we could finally have some reconciliation because I know Jane was upset with you that you were using the loo after the show.
Oh, guys, can we please stop talking about me and the goddamn toilet?
You didn't use it last time, and Jane was really grateful.
Yes.
And she said, you know, it's really thoughtful of Gord and considerate of Gord to have not...
You know that if we don't drop this, I'm going to stop coming to the show.
Oh.
But we can talk about it now.
We're not going to talk about this, actually.
Oh,
because
please,
I'm
God.
Not the one who brings this. It's Gugu.
Yes, I know. Gugu is the giant... Nothing that ever happens with Gugu is good. I started noticing...
Thank
I found
you for
my.
That.
I started noticing...
Thank you.
I started noticing that life got annoying, and then I realized, oh, wait, this new Gugu... who's G, real G? And then... Now, anytime anything pops up, Gugu just causing shit.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I'm going to bring the toilet thing here. Thank you, God.
Yeah, yes. I appreciate it.
All right, so we are all friends.
You still need to get that toilet looked at, but I'm no longer using it. I'll go back to the
you
other.
Can, you
I'll
can.
Go back to all the other thousands of toilets that don't ever block that I use in my life.
You can use the toilet.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
Been friend of us for years before Gugu arrived in this country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He told me that it was you that had the problem, and it's actually Gugu that has the
He's
problem.
He's the one who was having the problem. That's why he bringing that up.
Yes.
I was not here at the time he mentioned those things.
I fully appreciate that. So basically, we all need to take out our anger and unite against Google.
I feel like Desmond Tutu at the Truth and Reconciliation.
Yeah. We all now have a...
I am so happy that we finally managed to find some common ground. Please embrace each other. Oh,
amen for that. Amen for that.
All right, there's a big hug for Jane.
So, Jane, you really do love Gord.
Yeah,
yeah, we always have had a good vibe. Even before I was appearing on the station, when I just used to come here and talk about other...
God's End.
Yes.
You remember?
It didn't pan out, but I appreciated the thought.
With what?
With Lorraine.
Yeah. You were trying to match
me. How can you just want me and God to fight
after? Far
older
than me. Yeah. But that's fine. I appreciated the effort. Okay, but on a closing point about the toilet, because it doesn't matter what anybody chooses to believe, you guys need to have that looked at, because it's been doing that forever. And it's going to keep doing that until someone sorts it out. Oh, for God's sake, man. No one wants to talk about or listen to this.
No, as a gentleman.
And listeners, if you are finding this funny and you are older than the age of 17, you need to emotionally mature.
I'm so disappointed with you the way you just mentioned that. I just organized a date with somebody who's older than you. Like,
but
I was
fine
not
with
expecting
that
from you.
I'm 100% fine with that. But
everything
that's
was going
talking
well.
About the same person.
Everything was going so well.
Yeah, you there was that you're going to go to the date.
No, we never actually ended up arranging a date, but we did talk
but
about it.
But I did arrange everything.
Yes, and you had her here on the show. You couldn't have done any more, but sometimes, you know, there's just not a vibe.
Well, do you remember how beautiful her laugh was? I know that was what attracted you to her.
Yeah, that's the thing that I always think about all the time.
But I fully appreciate it, whether it's hit or miss. She was
going
to try.
She was not going to try. She was going to make you happy.
So you're saying that I missed out by not giving this thing a chance.
Look at her. She lost her weight. She was like, boom. And now look at her. She's like 32.
Yeah, I mean.
She was going to take you somewhere else.
I don't know how to defend myself for having declined politely declined a polite offer of a date. But I still very much appreciate the effort
that
you went to.
Are you still single and available?
Yeah, technically, I guess I am.
Can you go out for dates?
Single, yes, available.
Can we go out for dates, me and you?
And me now.
Yes.
Wait,
you were trying to set me up.
I don't have a man. Can you see a ring in my finger?
Halala.
Let's talk about this off air, because I thought you were talking about that lady that came and guested on the show. Not you.
Okay.
That's what Beyonce really should sing about. Do I have a ring? No,
guys,
then I'm
you
sick.
Are single until you have a ring in your finger. Don't you know that? This country.
In Spain, apparently, that's the truth. Although, even if you put a ring on its finger, still.
No, you are single until somebody going to pay your wallet into your family and say, okay, Jane, you're a single.
He can't even.
Jane, thank you. I'm glad we've resolved our problems with you and Gord. Big hugs. This is very emotional.
Yeah, what was that lady's name that came on the
Lorraine
show?
Lorraine
wanted to eat me alive and not in a good way.
She, by the way.
Excuse me. She was a lovely person.
I need
there was
a
just
moment.
No vibe.
By
I
the
need
way.
To sip some tea.
Lorraine Maisel has found herself a boyfriend and they're very happy.
Good, so good.
You don't have to stress about that anymore.
No, I mean, I just don't want the impression to be that like I had a problem with her. Just we chatted and it didn't go anywhere. But if anybody watches Key and Peele, very funny comedy skits that were on Comedy Central that can now be found on YouTube. Key, K-E-Y, Peele, P-E-E-E. Two E's and an L-E. God. P-E-E-L-E. Key and Peele. They've got very funny comedy skits. Some are funnier than others. A really good one is The Guy Who Can't Laugh. And anyone who's seen The Guy Who Can't Laugh will recognize what Sia was doing off air now when all that controversy and Skinner was coming. He reached like OMG overcapacity. And when he was too OMG'd to cope with it,
his body started to flail,
but without sound. You know, like when you do that laugh where you're laughing so hard you can't laugh and really you're just opening your mouth as wide as you can while your whole body vibrates.
Yeah, that was what Sia was doing.
He reached that of OMG gossip.
God.
All right, few messages we want to get to. This is an interesting one. Somebody please remind Gord and Gugu that there was a problem with that toilet long before Gord was
Thank you, friend of the show. Like, I really don't mind jokes at my expense. Talking about my digestive
that's
habits
That's from Cindy. She says, hashtag toilet wars.
It's embarrassing when O's want to put you on air and talk about when and how you poo. But that toilet is the only toilet I have this issue with. It can't be me. There's one toilet in my life that blocks all the time.
Someone backing you up on your great rant and saying, I'm so glad you mentioned Viktor Frankl. There's a great book he wrote called Man's Search for Meaning.
Yeah, what a book.
It's a terrific book. That's really good stuff. Speaking of pronunciation, CS says cull instead of kill, but that's because
that's from, a bit Durban-y.
It's very Durban, yeah.
Yeah, internet fish, yeah. Cull.
Some folks pronounce room as rom.
Oh, like the room versus the room. Same room. As like boom bang as opposed to boom.
Wow, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
And also people
stuff
who
there.
Say pizza, not because they're pizza, from Durban, yeah. Just because they say pizza.
Right.
Oh. That was powerful, powerful tunes. What else do people say wrong that drive me mad?
Powerful tunes.
Yeah, suddenly, like, geez, Garrett.
Sorry, yeah. I pressed the wrong button.
That's like a sniff of smelling salts. Suddenly, you're not dazed anymore. You're like, no, put me back in, coach, I can play.
Powerful, powerful tunes.
So, yeah, Garrett, I don't know how it sounded on the broadcast but or on the outgoing feed or whatever, but Garrett just accidentally pushed the wrong knob hilarious. To maximum, and for exactly 1 second, I was in a whole new world.
Powerful.
Yeah, powerful, powerful 1 second of music there.
Oh, we got a guest in this morning. You want to meet Miguel?
How are you, Miguel?
Great, so thanks.
Miguel's originally from Edenvale and Joburg. It says here in your CV, he is Portuguese, but we could have got that from Miguel or from your surname, Pregueiro, huh?
Pregueiro, yes.
Pregueiro.
That's correct.
Sorry, yeah, because you get Miguel's that are Spanish and all that. Like, it's not
it's
specifically
actually a very common name. It's like Mark or John.
Michael, isn't it?
It's pretty much like Michael. Correct.
Oh, yeah. So, Miguel would make sense. Thank
the
you,
Gordon. The surname was Portuguese as hell, but the first name...
Does the surname mean you're pregnant?
It means it's similar to a Pregueiro. Oh, it actually has no... I don't know what it means,
spicy
actually.
Spicy Pregueiro. All right, dude.
But pregnant is the first time I've heard that, so thank
so
you.
So you are a former full-time soccer player
that
turned musician. You graduated top of your class from AFDA in Joburg, where you specialized in music performance. This is very good. You also were on Idols back in 2013 as a dare from your friends, and you went on and sang like a chipmunk. And I was a judge. What did I say?
Well, I just remember you sitting like with...
I was not impressed.
You weren't impressed. It was a long day.
Okay.
But we had a
Were
bit
you at
of
the
a,
end of the day?
I was at the end of the day.
See, that's really shit of them. They always put the people who are the comic relief at the end, but we're so tired that we don't think it's funny by then. So how did it go? Obviously, you didn't get through, but you are an actual musician.
I'm an actual musician.
So you fucked up your chance.
Yeah, why didn't you legit sing? How does your chipmunk voice go?
You know what?
Yeah, do the chipmunk
voice. I feel like
voice.
I need to do the chipmunk voice. Okay.
Go.
Do you have a request?
Yeah, do Ed Sheeran.
Do
Ed
literally Sheeran. Anything.
Do Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till your eyes meet. You will never let me go.
It's so trippy. It's so trippy seeing that come out of a person with no effects, no computer anything. You just sang like that.
I've heard singers in like dance music actually do that kind of voice. And
well, you mean not with like a vocoder or an auto tune or something?
No,
I didn't know there were those things that could change vocals back when I did it.
You learnt to do this without machines. All right, so you're an actual musician though, right?
Correct.
Okay, so how's that going? Because that is a horrible career. It's really difficult. Like, there's no money in it. And you have to do it because you love it.
Yes. Well, fortunately for me, it's a positive and a negative, you could say. Because I am quite a niche in the sense that I do a lot of Latin, Portuguese, and Spanish music.
Oh.
I do get booked often.
Okay.
For
corporate stuff?
Corporate festivals.
Very good.
I do restaurant stuff. I do variety. Like, I've got 7 gigs this weekend. Performing.
Jeez,
I perform
dude,
every.
Amazing.
I'm
where
very
where
busy.
Are these gigs?
So on Friday, I have corporate. I have a restaurant gig in Pretoria, and then I'm doing a club event in the south. Saturday, I have
Prince just called from the dead, and he says, "How come you get all these gigs? He doesn't even get that many." That's amazing.
Do you have smaller file size compression so that people who don't want to download so many gigs can?
Oh, you idiot!
I'll see myself out. I'll see myself out.
Wow,
moron. Okay, so you say you've got these. You do this like Latin stuff, right?
Yes, correct.
And you do English stuff as well.
I do English stuff as well. My own music is actually written predominantly in English, but the sound is very influenced from Latin, Spanish, Portuguese music. English is my first language, so I write most of my music
in
English.
Yeah, yeah.
Which other languages do you speak?
Portuguese, I wouldn't say fluently, but enough for...
Well enough to bust a song.
Yeah.
Well enough to not get into a fight in Edenvale.
That's correct.
Or well enough to get into a fight in Edenvale. What are your priorities?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what else? Just English and Portuguese.
English, Portuguese, Spanish, and then...
Oh, you speak Spanish too. That's very good.
I actually sing mostly in Spanish.
Ooh.
Most of the music
I listen
to.
It's a nice language. I like Spanish. It's a good language. Mm-hmm. I heard a bit of it when I was in Barcelona, and I just love the way those people... That's more Catalan, right?
Catalan, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice language.
They're the ones that do the th.
Yeah.
Although it's actually Barcelona. The other way around. I always thought it was the Catalans who said Barcelona and the rest of Spain that say Barcelona. And if I remember correctly... because I'm trying not to remember too much about these trips, but if I remember correctly, it's the Catalans that say Barcelona and everyone else refers to them as Barcelona.
Yo.
But I wish
I had the intel to argue with you.
And I don't want to comment on anything with Spain.
It is a legit different language, though. Like, the differences between Catalan and Spain are at least as much as the difference between, like, Afrikaans and Dutch. Like, you can see that they're similar, and if you speak one, you can read the signage of the other and kind of figure it out, but they're not the same language.
No,
it's not just pronunciation.
And I've heard horribly insulting things. The Spanish people say horrible things about Portuguese. They say, like, Portuguese is Spanish spoken by children.
Stop. Well, that's what the Dutch say about Afrikaans. It sounds like you're a bit drunk or you're like a toddler. It sounds like a drunk person or a toddler speaking Dutch slowly and not doing a great job.
Dutch does have a stronger sound to it, you could say.
So you know enough Portuguese to seduce a Portuguese woman but via song?
Yes, via song, for sure.
What's the most romantic,
via con Dios.
What's the most romantic thing you can say in Portuguese in a song?
Yeah. I actually wrote a Portuguese song, a love song.
Oh, shit.
It's called O Meu Amor, which means my love.
O Meu Amor.
O Meu Amor.
Teach Sia how to say that properly.
A cappella version. Let's go. Go on.
Okay, I'll start. Let me
I'm
do that.
Turn Gord's microphone off so we can have this done properly. All right, here we go. All right, let's go.
O Meu Amor. O Meu Amor. Tu és minha flor, minha flor, o meu amor. That's just the beginning.
You talk about her minge like that. That doesn't sound right.
I was ready to do you in Portuguese.
Gord is very gender fluid.
Por favor, água.
You wanted water.
Look at you.
Good one.
All right, so you perform all these gigs. Is it making you money? I mean, can you do this on its own?
I'm actually doing it on its own.
That's phenomenal.
Currently.
You don't have to do a horrible job like washing plates in the kitchen or anything.
No. Currently, I'm very fortunate with the amount of bookings I get.
That's terrific, dude. Well done.
Thank you so much.
That's really a big deal, especially because there are so many people trying to get into the music business and they expect some lucky break or they think, you know, they're going to write a hit song and suddenly the money's going to pour in. It's hard work. You just got to get out there and do the gigs, right? 100%. And if it's a restaurant, you do it one night, the big company function the next night, club, you do whatever you got to do.
That's exactly. It's a hustle. Get yourself out there, try get the big bookings. So slowly climbing my way.
And with this Latin thing, you kind of cornered the market.
Yeah.
Are they major competitors?
Not really, to be honest. Especially as a
solo.
Have
you killed them?
That escalated very quickly.
Yeah, there is like a market for that kind of thing. And I remember.
Not killing people, Gord.
No. I mean, like having like a Portuguese. So like, I don't know if it's the same for maybe like German music or whatever, but like if you've got that kind of an angle, there's a niche for it. So one of my exes was a really, really good Spanish dancer, but not like a professional, just like a lifelong enthusiast. Mm. And her dance teacher used to occasionally ask her to come when they needed like extras or whatever, like to come and do like corporate dancing. They would like pay you. They'd have
put on one of those black and red dresses.
Yeah, and like she's good and she knows her stuff, but she's not like a world class. She's not a pro. That's her like career. But her own teacher would say, "Look, I need extras for this show."
And they'd pay her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like this is company functions, end of year functions, award ceremonies. So like you're not going to get like modern dancers to a thing like that. But if you've got like an angle, like a cultural angle, I can totally see how it's better from a business perspective, even if you're good, than being just some other guy.
You need an edge.
Yeah, and it's a clever niche. I would imagine in other languages there's similar niches.
Miguel Vanna just sent me this message. He said, "Wow, Miguel just made the whole country wet right there."
Yeah. I was aroused in Portuguese.
How do you like that, huh? That's a high compliment.
That's a very good compliment.
That is really. That's
Please,
a very kind
thank
thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Bernard, thank you for that.
And he's not an ugly guy either.
Miguel's moved.
Friends should go check you out on Instagram where and like check out your social media as well.
It's all just Miguel Pregueiro. The surname's a bit tough.
You can't spell that, so let me help you, because my God. All right,
I know how to spell Miguel. That's M-I-G-U-E-L.
That's correct. Yeah. Now, the surname to remember, it's also G-U-E in the surname.
So go as if you're going to go pregnant. P-R-E-G. And then U-E-I-R-O.
U-E-I-R-O. U-E-I-R-O. U-E-I-R-O. His surname is Brugueiro.
That was good. That was really good.
You know, I actually started doing little intros in some of... Because I also post a lot of cover videos. So sometimes in the beginning, I remind people how to spell it. So
good.
Miguel Brugueiro here. That's P-R-E-G. U-E-I-R-O. You know, like old McDonald.
U-E-I-R-O. Then Miguel had us, her name. U-E-I-R-O.
There you go. But you go, I think your song's better. I like your song.
Yeah, it's like, which vowel don't you use? A. Yeah. All the vowels except for A. E-I-R-O-U.
I'm going to use
that. What is going on?
Let you and me write a single about how to spell your surname. And then we can get you proper famous while at the same time making royalties for me.
He came in here expecting one of those interviews where we're going to say,
so what are your influences?
No, no. When I heard you talking about the toilet.
Your new album is called Death, Dreams, and Love. What does that mean? What's it inspired by? Who was your biggest influence as a kid? What are your plans for the future and what are your big dreams? Miguel Brugueiro, E-I-O-U-O.
No.
Now you're just going to confuse everybody.
If you're going to do it properly. U-E-I-R-O.
There we go.
Okay.
That's correct.
I had to even look at my notes. All right. U-E-I-R-O. So what's the story? I mean, if you're doing all this Latin stuff, you got a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend.
Is she jealous that you go out here and you speak to all these slightly older Portuguese women and get them excited? Or what's the deal?
On the contrary, she actually encourages.
She wants you out of my house.
my brand is very much you have to be able to flirt as a performer. And
do we wear outfits?
Do I wear outfits? Not necessarily. I would consider myself an interactive performer. You don't often see me on the stage. As much as I can be
a
in the crowd.
A porn star once told me that she was an interactive performer.
Nice.
I thought that was a good description. You're not that interactive.
No, not that interactive. Not that interactive. But
I feel bad for laughing.
She's actually very, very involved creatively also on my videos. If you watch some of them.
Okay. How long have you two been together?
4 years.
That's a big investment for
actually,
her.
How old are you?
25.
It's a big investment for her. She's put 4 years of hard work into this. You better not be so successful you drop her, or be so unsuccessful she has to support you.
Oh, at the same time, you're 25 and you sing songs that impregnate women. So you've been at that for some time. If you take your own meal to the buffet, it better be a good meal. That's what I'm saying.
Very good point.
A good metaphor there.
If you're going to take your own food to the buffet, make sure it's better than what's at the buffet.
All right, Pinky, if you had to rate him out of 10 from a looks point of view, you know, 1 being rubbish and 10 being like the hottest guy you'd ever seen, how would you rate Miguel?
Pregnant just by looking at him.
Wow, look at Pinky. She's moved fast.
Pinky the kinky.
Give me a number, Pinky.
Definitely a 10.
Oh, wow. 10.
Thank you so
10.
Much. Wow, that's... Amazing.
She's never given a 10.
Theo, what do you think?
Pinky, can you get your gaze off Miguel now? I'm so concerned. Yeah,
there's only one gaze around here. CSF.
Yeah. Don't be telling the gays what to do. Could you please divert your gaze away from Miguel? Like, we only have the one, and he can divert himself as he pleases.
Oh, it's great. So this music thing, when you get up on stage, you're doing it with backtracks?
It's a combination. Depends what people book
me for.
You
play the guitar?
I don't play well enough to accompany myself.
I need to play the flamenco guitar.
I need to play the flamenco. Right.
No, you're right.
There we go.
But I do have musicians that perform with me, depending on the size of the event. Most of my gigs I do with a musician. He plays keys, percussion, and drums. Nice. Like all, that's his setup.
Okay, a bit of live music going.
And then I throw an accordion, a guy with an accordion, because it's really cool.
Very romantic.
Latin
that's
vibe
nice.
As well. So
also good for the conservative Afrikaans market.
The accordion.
So you can
overlap. They like the...
You can go like, my market is Latin-influenced young women who like attractive men / Urmies from the Borivorce curtain in feltskin and 2 short khaki pants. I got 2 in markets.
You just opened a new market and
I call it
I could have.
Latin sucky.
You do Guantanamera?
I don't.
You gotta
I
do
need
that
to,
song.
I've got to do that. Dude, I don't do it though.
I mean, that like...
Guantanamera. Guerra.
You haven't heard Jose Feliciano? I mean, that's a great song.
I don't
song.
Know that one.
You don't know that song? Oh, man, let me see if I can find it for you. It's
okay,
so good.
Gareth's going to go and find content now on the internet, get Lang zoned.
No,
come
no, no.
Back
you got,
with a musical
this is a
essay.
Good song. Listen, if you're going to do this Latin stuff, you can't not
do
this
that song.
Okay. Dude, it's so good. And you'll be able to do it because you'll get the pronunciations right.
My favorite
right,
Latin thing is Cypress Hill's Latin translated best of called Los Grandes Éxitos en Español.
Ooh.
Where they made they made basically a best of when they were about halfway through their career, about four or five albums in.
Yeah.
They made a best of and then did all the songs in Spanish. It's really cool. You can literally learn some Spanish if you know those songs.
Mm. That's a good way to get people to start. All right,
check out Los Grandes Éxitos en Español.
By the way, if you don't know...
This guitar is something else, by the way, this guy. He
What's
can
this
play
dude's
guitar.
Name again?
Jose Feliciano. Right. He's busy tuning now, so give him a second.
Sounds like Tenacious D's one note song.
This guitar is called Montezuma's Revenge.
He names his guitar. Listen to this.
Anyway, getting to the serious side... I'd like to do a song for you. This song, by the way, is from Cuba.
Uh-huh.
And there are other things from Cuba besides cigars, you know. This song, by the way, is what they call... We sing, for example, improvisational songs in English, like the American folk song, Hey Lolly Lolly Lo, and maybe some skiffle here in England. Improvisational type of music.
He's busy explaining. You've never heard this song?
To sort of spend their time.
Let me just move it along quickly.
Song / lecture.
It's so good. Yeah. Listen to this. Here it goes.
Oh, this guy.
Just listen to the guitar work, all right? It's magic. Good, right, Miguel?
Mm.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
You almost expect to hear it in a Tarantino movie.
Guantanamera.
So, Guantanamera is a girl from Guantanamo Bay.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's
so it's Guantana.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's this beautiful woman and this guy who she's flirting with. It's the whole song. It's magic.
So if I went to Guantanamo and I settled there, I'd be Guantanagori.
You'd be Guantanamero.
Guantanagori. He's gonna get a water body.
You're on a massive tear.
I'm on a tear.
You're
today.
A songwriter today.
Yeah. All right, so you and Miguel are going to go and write some songs.
Yeah. We're going to write the What's My Name.
Miguel,
let's
give you some proper attention here with your song. So you've got a single called My Baby Says She Loves Me.
Yes, that's right. My latest single.
When did you release this?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so it's brand new.
Brand new, brand new.
Have we got a copy of that somewhere, Sia? I got it on email.
Email.
All right, so here it is. We're going
to
do what we never do on this show. Sorry, I just got a bit of gas there.
Oh, no.
Sorry. So,
some reflux.
Yeah, I almost thought I wanted to burp, but then I didn't. Okay, so Miguel's song.
Talked about the
is
news
this the one, Miguel?
Spoken about it all.
Let's just play this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
no, this is a no, that's just a
that's
cover.
Okay, well, that one that's just a cover. I would have eventually figured that out. All right, so let's stop that one. That's
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Yes. Okay.
All right, listen to this. This is your song, and then we'll talk about it just after, all right? Listen to this.
That's correct.
Okay. We wanted to perform live, but eh.
Where are you going?
Is this it? You got a girl screaming in the first couple of seconds?
What? It's the beginning of the music video.
Oh.
Maybe if you showed me some attention, I would have to...
Is this your girlfriend?
No.
You got other girl?
An actress.
Duff McKagan famously boned a woman in studio on Appetite for Destruction, and that's where that... Winston.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
Guns N' Roses
about?
Appetite for Destruction, there's a woman actually getting boned on the one song.
Yeah, now the song. Now here's Miguel, listen.
My baby says she loves me, but I know that's all a lie. My baby says she needs me, tries to make me feel guilty when she cries. My baby says she wants me, but ask about the others and she'll deny. The truth is clear to see, there's someone better out there waiting for me. I'm living a lie, how could I have been so blind? I'm living a lie. Through heartbreak I still try it. I don't need this in my life.
baby says she loves me, but she'll always put me last. My baby says she needs me, but we'll leave given the chance. My baby says she wants me, believing in her lies is in the past. The truth is clear to see, there's someone better out there waiting for me. I'm living a lie, how could I have been so blind? I'm living a lie, even through heartbreak I still try. I don't need this in my life, I think it's time to say goodbye. No more, no more. The thing about love, it has to come equally. Trying, she is not right for me, for my life. My baby says she loves me, but the truth is clear to see. There's only one thing on her mind, string me along in the life. I don't need this in my life, I think it's time to say goodbye. No more, no more. I'm living a lie.
Almost a bit like Bayamos, right? Am I right? It's got a little bit of that going for it. I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a
nice
you
song.
You do have a bit of an Enrique sort of a tip going.
Except
on.
He sings
Enrique.
Sings way better than Enrique Iglesias. Yeah. Have you ever heard Enrique Iglesias without the auto tune?
No.
Jesus, it's
I'm
bad.
Glad that I've succeeded at avoiding that. On that topic, live, do you use a lot of filters and like? Do you have backing vocals on your? How raw do you keep it?
Sometimes if I'm performing with my musician, for example, that sometimes we strip it down, just keys and vocal. If anything, there'll be minimal effect depending on where the event is, like reverb or anything like that. But a lot of the times we go as raw as possible.
So you then basically that voice without any effects on it, that some people can't do that stuff.
Yeah.
And they have to be in the studio and they have to have massive layers put on and it's hard to hear what they really sound like.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like digital technology and home studios and all of that, have enabled a lot of people to express themselves creatively. And I don't necessarily have a problem with someone who's got an idea in their head and needs to put some filters and stuff on their voice to get it out and still comes out with something cool. It's when it replaces a total lack of talent that it's a problem. But the converse of that is a lot of people get famous making their own music, releasing it online, but when they make it, they can't perform it live.
Yes.
It's like not so much a dying art as it is like there's two kinds of famous artists, the ones who can play their shit live and the ones who can't.
Here's some love from Lisbon. This is from Hernani Sergio. Says, you guys spontaneously outdid yourselves. Miguel Pregueiro. Sorry, I got to get that right eventually.
U-E-I-E-R.
That's right.
Sorry.
So lots of compliments flowing in, dude.
That's awesome.
Many people
that's
who
awesome.
Like the song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Where do we get it? Is it on Apple Music?
It is on Apple Music, Deezer, Spotify, all over.
You know it's not going to pay the rent, obviously.
No.
Check it, like, so reality can. Check / downer cliff over here.
No, it's the fact.
I don't want to set this guy up for failure. You know how people...
He's succeeding. He's getting booked blank. He's doing corporate gigs.
So here's
checks
the problem.
Dig him.
Good. It used to be true that if you had a great song, like we just played his
you'd
song,
you'd make money from it.
Make money. And that was all you had to do. Some of these artists never left home. They didn't have to.
Yeah. Chumbawamba tub thumping. Those dudes became millionaires because they tub thumped once.
I get knocked down,
but I get up again. I'm never making another song.
Oh.
We had one hit, now we're really rich. We had one
decent
song.
What are they called?
Chumbawamba. They also had one hit and then decided to famously take on Metallica, who just ceremonially ignored them.
There are a lot of Metallica references.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
That's where a lot of my music history and knowledge comes from. I'm sorry.
Chumbawamba. All right, so Miguel, what's the deal
Chumbawamba
now?
Chumbawamba or Metallica?
You're doing these gigs. Chumbawamba. Can anyone come and see you this weekend at one of these 23 gigs you got?
They can indeed. They are pretty much mostly Joburg
fine.
And Pretoria
don't,
based.
Don't apologize.
So, yeah, Friday I've got a restaurant gig in Pretoria. At Dalforno's restaurant. It's like they do.
What's the food like?
It's like pasta, pizza, that type of vibe.
Right, yeah.
And then a club event. It's 1 a.m. It's a late one.
Nice.
At Social Hub in Alberton.
So Alberton.
Alberton.
Yeah.
You better get paid up front at Alberton.
Yeah. Because that's where you'll get the wrong kind of laid.
Why, Gareth? Why does he have
I had a girlfriend who used to live in Alberton. Well, she was from Alberton. I would never go there to fetch her, and we would have to meet halfway.
Your relationship ended right. Just before.
We were together for a while. I think I went to one. There was a family thing at like a dad's birthday or something. I went to, but the rest, I said I'm sorry. You know,
we
all have our limits.
Yeah, I got lost there once, just like in the days just pre-GPS, where you had to have directions.
Yes, sure.
And then I eventually had to pull over and phone my mate and say, dude, like I'm going in circles, I keep getting on the wrong freeway, I don't know what's going on. And he was like, but you're only supposed to be here next Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, and I just went anyway. I was like, well, I'm nearby. So, but yeah, getting lost in Alberton pre-GPS was no fun.
That's a scary place to get lost. All right, so you're doing, where's that? Let people come.
So that's Social Hub. That's the 1 a.m. gig. And then the Saturday.
Is it going on there? Is it like pumping at 1 a.m.?
Yeah,
it
social. Pumps.
Do you put a bit of a backing beat? Because this tune had like a dance
beat,
a bit of electronic stuff.
What I do with those type of events is I set a mix of, so like an hour set that just flows, like a dance mix of my backing tracks together that all upbeat. Most of my music, I always intend on having people dance. To be honest, this one is one of the songs I'd maybe do right in the beginning that's a lot more chilled.
Yeah.
But my whole as an artist, I want people to dance, enjoy themselves, so definitely at a club event at that time you want to keep them moving for sure.
It's pretty interesting, like you do a remix of your backing tracks and then you just have to sing.
Yes,
know when to change a song in that.
Correct.
It's a cool idea.
I like this very much. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
All right, well...
Because we've confused the shit out of the audience with the spelling, can you spell your social media one more time, because it is a tough one to spell.
So Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, Pregueiro, P-R-E-G-U-E-I-R-O.
U-E-I-R-O.
Miguel Pregueiro. At Miguel Pregueiro.
Very, very nice.
That's the one.
Okay, well, that's a great way to end everything this morning. I'm going to leave you with Enrique Iglesias fucking up on microphone, and you can hear how bad his voice is and compare it to how nice Miguel's voice is, and you can go and buy Miguel's song.
Yep. Right? What's the song called again?
My Baby Says She Loves Me.
My Baby Says She Loves Me.
Let's hope
Miguel
that's
true. Pregueiro.
Thank you.
Very
thank
nice,
you.
Everybody. Have a happy day. It's Wednesday. Be good. Good. Enjoy your after
Thanks
show.
Thanks for
dump.
Having me, dudes.
Very nice.
Got to drive up to a safe location for that now.
This out for packing.
All right. So I want you to hear this. This is Enrique, and he's got the worst. When the mics are on and he doesn't know they're on and they haven't auto-tuned him, holy shit, it's bad.
Bad as Britney being recorded
dude,
without
never
effects.
Heard of
it's unbelievable. Listen to this.
All I need is a rhythm divine. Lost in the music, your heart will be mine. All I need is to look in your eyes. Viva la musica, say you'll be mine.
Yeah.
Can is this
I
real?
Yes. Gonna live this moment together, nothing else matters, just you and the night.
He sounds like he's doing drunk karaoke.
Not the desire, not the rhythm's taking you out, you know, to stop us from having it all. You are heart, you are my soul.
He sounds exactly how I'd sound trying to sing this song really drunk at karaoke.
All I need is to look in your eyes. Viva la musica.
I can't be there. It has to be a piss take. This can't really be Greek singing.
It's real.
Just to look in your eyes. Viva la musica. Say you.
The person singing is trying not to piss themselves laughing.
That's fantastic.
It's painful to listen
great.
To.
There we go. You see, Miguel, you're lined up now to take his place because he doesn't deserve it. As his father once said when they were both nominated for the same award.
Oh.
And his father, Julio Iglesias, won the award. I mean, there's a guy who you should aim
to. Yeah, he could bust out.
What a guy.
He could evaporate panties from across the
world.
Julio
went up on stage and he said after he and his son were both nominated for an award, and he went up and he won. Obviously, Julio won because the Latin Music Awards, they don't mess around. And he got up there and he said, first of all, I want to say to my son, and everyone braced themselves for him to say something really nice. He said, you will never be as good as me. Just like that.
Great fatherly reassurance.
And then he asked, like, publicly, which one of the 5,000 women I've slept with is your mother? I'm kidding. I added that last bit.
I wish it was true.
All right, so let's go with Julio Iglesias. This is very, very old, but very good, because this guy's a genius. And we will see you tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Gordo, we'll see you next week.
Lovely. Thank you for having me, dudes. Audience, Julio, thanks for listening.
Here's Julio Iglesias for your listening pleasure.
Cliffcentral.com